Several years ago, three Boston-based rock musicians were asked to write a musical score to Fritz Lang's silent movie Metropolis. The music captivated its debut audience. Nearly overnight, the trio became hot property on the film festival circuit, where silent movies are having a revival. The group is called the Alloy Orchestra, a reference to the odd collection of junk they've procured to accompany the choreography of silent movies. Pippin Ross reports.
In the 10 years since these once struggling Boston-based musicians hit upon their unusual beat, the Alloy Orchestra has completed 30 scores to such renowned silent films as Nosferatu and Lost World, and performed in such lofty venues as the Louvre, Lincoln Center, and the National Gallery. Much of their music mirrors the kooky tracks typical of the old silent films. Like this score, the orchestra was hired to compose for Walt Disney's first film, Plain Crazy. The trio was catapulted into the international limelight because of their rich orchestral arrangements. Like this one called Escape from the Underground City, a climactic scene from Fritz Lang's dark futuristic film Metropolis, about workers in the year 2035 who revolt against a repressive master class. The trio is a bit startled by their unexpected success. They admit they got a leg up on the competition because three musicians with such a big, complex sound are more affordable than bigger bands. Their modesty notwithstanding, film critic Roger Ebert was inspired enough to anoint the Alloy Orchestra as, quote, the best in the world at accompanying silent films. Since writing the score for Metropolis, the orchestra has produced dozens of CDs and silent film videos.
Sorry about that. Would you like that again? From a distance?
Yeah.
Setting up at the Northampton, Massachusetts Film Festival, one of dozens of events that have kept the Alloy Orchestra touring for weeks, group founder and self-described junk percussionist Ken Winokur hangs an odd assortment of metal and steel from a bar.
We like to refer to this as the infamous rack of junk. And it includes all sorts of peculiar objects like horseshoes and a bedpan and truck springs and radiator pipes. But there's, 75 or 100 individual little objects that we caress or bang on to generate a little music.
Most of these unorthodox instruments were acquired by the musicians by literally pawing through trash at a time when they were too poor to buy the percussive instruments they felt would complement the melodramatic movements of silent films.
Kind of a harsh-sounding gong. That's a junkyard find. We had a special contact with a junkyard for a while.
On close inspection, though, it's not all junk.
It's from China. In fact, a friend of mine who's a musician and percussionist had that one and lent us to it for the first show. And I literally wouldn't give it back to him because I needed it so badly. I eventually sent him a check for it, and he grumpily accepted it.
Unlike composing for more traditional film scores, which set mood and place, in silent films, the music is the dialogue. And that, says keyboardist Roger Miller, is exhausting, particularly composing for the shorts, the frenetic staple of the silent film, the master of which is the absurdly graceful 265-pound Fatty Arbuckle. Miller says composing to actors like Arbuckle requires hours upon hours of work.
And so we would get up in the morning, drink coffee, work until noon, have lunch. About 8 o'clock, we couldn't stand to look at Fatty Arbuckle anymore, and we'd just be giggling hysterically. We'd go home, you know, and come back the next day and do it again. It was very funny. And, you know, Fatty Arbuckle is like the ultimate slapstick. The plots are just there to hang his stunts and skits on.
Accompanying silent films can be dicey. A lot rests on the live performance when the musicians, eyes glued to the screen, race around the pit, keeping pace with the action. Often, the orchestra has no clue whether or not the score works until they hear the audience's reaction. Their performance this night is the pinnacle event of the four-day Northampton, Massachusetts Film Festival. The film is Speedy, the creation of actor and producer Harold Lloyd. It's a chaotic, character-filled 1928 film about an evil transportation conglomerate's attempt to take over New York City's last horse-drawn trolley and Speedy's heroic efforts to foil the plot. As evidence of the silent film revival, the Alloy Orchestra is booked solid over the coming months. And they've just released a new score to Cecil B. DeMille's film, Manslaughter. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross in Northampton, Massachusetts.